Later window.
Yeah, because this is recording already. Function enter is calculator and Windows enter is narrator.
Yeah.
Because I'm Bill.
I'm special guest John.
Oh, and I'm special guest Eric.
And I'm Meg.
You're asking
us?
You know, it is certain, though. These are some of the shows we like.
That is not for certain.
That is totally certain.
This Meg is proof edition.
Yeah, Meg, which soda would you like to drink?
Oh, yay, okay.
For any new listeners, as if those exist, the cruise edition, we pick up random stuff from the islands that may or may not be any good whatsoever.
John, you got a picture, right?
I got a picture. You can see the fine selections that we've chosen.
Yeah. So depending on what Meg chooses...
That big bottle might just be water.
It might not count as a soda.
You know what? It is still a soft drink.
It's going to be one of these.
Which one?
One of the ginseng lips?
Ginseng?
Either pineapple or cola.
Depends on how brave you are, Meg. One of those will probably be okay. The other one, all bets are off.
Yeah.
Really
like
I
want to
go with the cola.
God damn it.
All right,
we got
you guys capacity for, like, just
the worst.
Grossest stuff.
She's like the Sid of drinks.
Although I did now make Bill put the mic on the table so we can hear all the glasses coming down.
Oh, of course.
Good. Clinking, yeah.
Although that's tradition, I think.
Yeah, it makes them feel like they're there, John.
Yeah, it lends a certain ambiance.
It's like the background tracks you can get to play in a restaurant that are just people eating and talking.
I know you really want
so
to.
So let's take a look at this bottle.
Here.
Yeah.
It's black and red label.
Purpley.
Drink.
Yeah, the drink looks like sick purpley brown.
Yeah, it looks actually fairly disgusting.
So,
No, not at all, which is why I chose it.
Yeah, I mean, you're familiar with how cola works.
This is called taking a bullet.
This looks like a combination of Coca-Cola and prune juice.
Yep.
So I am very excited to drink this.
Sure, it'll be lovely.
Yeah. I was very excited to pick it up at the store, but now I'm regretting former me's decision.
Welcome to the cruise editions of these shows.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are... At least we can get any energy drinks that I know of this time.
I'm proud of every choice except for
as with the ginger up orange that we had last year on the boat. This is the root of all power.
Indeed,
the root of all. It's good to start with.
Oh yeah. So
it's got cane sugar.
Let's crack it open.
It's also caffeine free.
Is it?
Yes.
That's just worthless.
That is. Typically the case with the fancier sodas.
Yeah, did we discover this last time that this...
Who knows? I don't listen to this show.
That Ginseng Up is actually in Worcester, Massachusetts?
Yes, we did.
Oh, yes.
Even though we picked it up on a Caribbean island?
So exotic.
Many of these are domestic. The Flathead Lake Monster, which we'll be having later, is from Montana. I was just very excited because that brand has disappeared from the local woodlands.
So,
let's give it an open.
Sorry.
Little hiss.
Lots of crack.
Hiss and crackle.
John?
Yeah.
It's a twist off. I don't know. Metal cap.
It looks more like cola once you pour it.
Although with the slight purple, it's bringing back
smells
memories of the ginger wine.
It smells like cola.
Yeah.
We should never speak of the ginger wine.
Donka.
You don't cross podcast.
It's a little bit more. Would anybody like a little bit?
Bill,
audience.
Of course, I will take
some. Meg, you seem to have
poor standards.
But we'll leave a little bit for some audience participation.
And a second.
Bam.
And that is all that is in the bottle.
It smells sort of like flat cola.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that smells like the...
But it's got more like a... Sorry.
I'm so glad that...
It's got more like...
I'm hoping this has a little bite to it.
It smells
like
it does.
I remember it not.
To me, this smells like the bottle of store-brand cola that somebody brings to your party and leaves in your fridge back in the corner. No one ever uses it as a mixer because, of course, as a post, you have a much better cola to use as a mixer. So it just goes unwanted for months until you need some mixer, and you open it up, and it is just full of disappointment. So I have the highest hope for this.
It's the guy that comes to the party that only could afford a buck and a quarter for a 12-pack of
stuff. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Just give it a shot.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Well,
let's give it the mouth.
Bottoms up.
Whatever the spice was on the nose is there.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ginseng.
No, it's...
It's like cinnamon,
cinnamon
almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It actually smelled kind of cinnamony, and I think I am tasting that.
That's really weird. It's not in a bad way, though.
Yeah, it's
cinnamon
terrible.
Cola?
It's got that...
They're both brown things.
It's got that trademark bitterness really to the good. End of it, that where it kind of washes over the back of your tongue that Coca-Cola has, but... Whereas for me, Coca-Cola, its aftertaste is very pungent and sharp and unpleasant.
Well, this is a really nice aftertaste.
This one is quite mellow. Like, I mean, it's not exactly what I'm looking for in a sweeter drink, but since this is not an overly sweet soda, it works. It actually balances that out.
This is actually kind of pleasant.
Yeah.
I would keep a couple bottles of this in the fridge just in case I have a particularly adventurous guest.
I would like to try this with a nice bottle of rum.
Oh, yeah. It is sort of building the sort of cheap cola aftertaste the more I drink of it.
Yeah.
John's is darker than mine.
Well, I got the first four, I think.
Yeah.
I got all the
ginseng.
I'm
the
still
dark,
really enjoying
the darkness
it.
Darkness rises to the top. I think that's the slogan.
Isn't that from Batman? Are we going to get sued?
That's why it's called ginseng up.
Batman, the darkness rises to the top. That would not have been as good of a movie.
Also, I have no idea if this is picking up on the mic, but there is a literal ukulele melee next door. So enjoy that.
Hooray for background music.
Is it like a physical brawl?
I hope.
I don't know.
I expect some people to have broken ukuleles and bruises when they come out of there.
That would be fantastic.
If not that, at least a ukulele equivalent of a rap battle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I would accept that a lot.
So
what does that mean?
I'm actually really, really enjoying the soda.
Yeah,
like I really like the aftertaste. Like it doesn't, like I don't know. I mean, I know someone mentioned that it does have that taste of cheap cola afterwards. But I taste like this nice spiciness that just, I mean, it takes a while to go away, and it doesn't really diminish like in flavor. It just kind of stays
around.
It's
sort of the long term aftertaste.
Yeah.
It's a little bit weird, but the short term is
best. Yeah.
But
it's funny. It fast, so it wants you to take it slow.
Yeah. It did just take two big gulps, and it's a little different.
A hamburger.
Too bad. You have to.
Dinner's not till 6.
Every time
you have a cola?
We're in a magical world of hamburgers.
There's hamburgers everywhere.
Oh my god. There's one over there.
That's a hamburger right there.
Oh no.
It's a weird shaped hamburger.
We can make a hamburger out of Legos.
Lego bricks.
There are so many Legos in this room.
Did he say he brought?
100,000
Lego bricks.
Really?
Lego
yes.
Bricks.
Okay, I was like, it's either 10 or 100,000, but there are 100,000 Legos in this room
Lego
right
bricks.
Now.
And
Lego
I
bricks. Sorry.
Use them to make the wood butts. Because I'm an artist.
And a butt.
And a butt. I'm a butt artist.
We're glad you could finally admit that, Bill.
I feel so free.
Moving on.
All right. So, Eric, would you like to explain our scale?
Yes.
This is the most likely.
It's Eric's week.
It's
Eric's.
It's one of the more likely to have any listeners.
Absolutely. So, we rate every drink on the show on a scale from 0 to 100. 50 is average, which, depending on your affinity for milk, is either milk or water. Brian likes water more than milk. I think that's an atrocious atrocity.
Ugh, milk is disgusting. Anyways, keep going.
So you like milk more than water, then, is what you're
saying? I do. I would give milk like a 72.
Okay.
Then
I'm thinking milk more like it's been sitting out in a glass for 10 minutes. So it's not that crisp,
that would
decrease, right out of the fridge, but it's still fine.
Anyway, moving on. Zero is a dog eating something terrible, crapping it out, then eating the crap. Then you taking the dog, picking it up, giving it a nice, thorough shake, and then waiting for it to throw up that...
Waiting for it.
Yeah. Just waiting
it's
for it.
It's about the anticipation.
In the past, it was an accident. Now it's a purposeful thing.
Well, It's a mistake either way, John.
At this point.
It's sort of a metaphor for the sodas we drink on the cruise.
Yeah.
You're waiting for that dog to vomit in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Fimto.
Yes. So you give it a thorough shake, and then it vomits into your mouth, which we call the canine gastrointestinal cocktail, or a dog mistake. And 100, on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, is sweet ambrosia, the best liquid thing you have ever put into your mouth, soda or otherwise.
You would spend $100 on it and you would drink it for a year.
Indeed.
inside podcast joke.
Woo! Yeah.
Didn't you tell me not to cross podcasts?
Yes, I know.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
It'll end the universe, Bill, but it's the only way we can defeat Zool.
We'll end the end better verse.
Bill, you want to go first? Bill, I don't care what you want, go first.
The aftertaste in my mouth makes me feel like I'm in high school. Because that is when you get the cheap cola a lot of times. Because you're not in charge of what you get. At least early in high school. You're relying on your parents and your friends' parents and what they're going to spend money on you dumb kids drinking in their basement. So that's what this aftertaste feels like to me. And initially it was much better, but now it's definitely at that kind of sticky like some stairs.
Sticky like some stairs. Like a movie theater floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that being said, that's also part of a larger good time that's not based on the drink. I'm still glad to be here and having a great time. Mm-hmm. So, I'll give the soda. I'll give that a 65, I think.
65?
Yeah. Like I said, I'd have it on hand if I could.
So, it does not remind me of high school because I guess, unlike Bill, I had a job so I could pay for the sodas I wanted to drink.
I didn't until I was a senior, and then I worked 4 hours a week. So
see?
That covered the gas to get to work.
So, I always had money, which makes America go round. And I could buy the expensive sodas.
Horrible earthquakes and tsunamis everywhere.
But this more reminded me of my early childhood, back when both of my parents worked and I stayed with my grandmother during the day. And of course, she did not have a lot of money and would buy the kind of off-brand sodas and everything. But unlike my parents, who were just like, that's going to rot your teeth and everything, she's like, well, I don't fucking give a shit, you're my grandson, I'm going to spoil you. So I got to have, you know, a lot more soda. And I got pretty used to that taste, that, you know, kind of cloying aftertaste and the, you know, the less quality things. But, you know, I felt good. And it made me very nostalgic. While it's not, you know, exactly what my adult standards would go for, it does bring back some, you know, more decent memories of me back when I didn't have to worry so much about what I was going to do from day to day, which is just a nice and pleasant feeling. So I'm going to give it a 62.
Okay.
Probably...
Well,
what did I
give
it?
65.
65.
That's not the right...
Not the right window. Don't type in there, buddy.
Because
calculated. I don't know what that was.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll go next because I
pay attention to your story because we were having a secret mime podcast while we were giving your analogy. That's a live show exclusive. That's why you gotta get on this boat.
But I mean, I have.
Megan and I had a full discussion while we were talking.
We did. You were just kind of staring off the space.
John was doing some stuff.
I was listening. I heard the story.
Yeah, you.
I heard something about grandmother.
Eric compared you to his grandparents.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
you
so
guys,
lovely.
You guys make it sound like you expect me to pay attention to you guys.
Sort of. Yeah, it's reciprocal.
What?
Exactly.
Anyway.
I want to go along with this theme though, but I'm going to take it in a different direction because you guys are like, you know.
You guys.
Toward the cheap soda, and I actually feel like if, you know, like when I left high school and I moved on to college, finally had my own job, finally had my own place, I bought the things that I wanted to, you know, my parents were big, you know, Pepsi fans, and I like Pepsi and all, and I like Coca-Cola and stuff like that, but they never really got nicer sodas, and to me, because I guess, you know, my childhood was full of, I guess, Pepsi
soda.
And Coca-Cola, was that this tastes actually a lot better to me. Like this actually reminds me of being able to go out into the real world and, you know, get exactly what you want to get and, you know, be satisfied with it, as opposed to like, this is what was in the fridge because this is what my grandmother or my mom or whoever had in the fridge. So I actually really did enjoy it. It reminded me of, you know, being a grown up and having the choice and kind of being trying to be a little fancier, and doing what you want to do. So I actually, you know, I would choose this almost any day over, you know, a Pepsi or a Coke if it was available to me. You know, that being said, I would probably, it's not the best soda I've drank, but it is near like the top of regular colas that I've had. Not, you know, we're excluding cherry colas because they're just on a completely different scale.
Oh, that's a whole nother level.
Oh yeah. But I would still probably give it about like a 72, 73. Let's go with 73. Because I did really enjoy it. I kind of wish that there was more because I would drink them.
Could I see the bottle?
It's Creighton's fault that there
is. Here you go. Creighton, what did you do?
He drank some of it.
You monster.
Bastard. So I guess it's my turn. The Bill's whole talk of youth was pretty good. This reminds me of like a scout party or something like that, where they're stocking up.
John is so old.
They're stocking up and they get the like Mr. K 3 liters of soda or the, you know, that sort of thing. And it's a good time, but the, you know, the soda's not the best. So the initial deliciousness is the good time of the party, and then the aftertaste is the cheap soda.
Yeah.
So yeah, and plus, you know, for giving me the root of all power, it's pretty good deal.
I don't feel all that powerful.
Yeah, there was,
give it time. You gotta give it time.
Okay.
There's no ginseng flavor in this whatsoever.
This has
no.
Which I believe is par for the course. For this
it has no real cola nut. It just has caffeine-free cola flavor.
Oh.
But whatever. They gotta put all their money into real ginseng. Although they
that
use,
you can't taste.
Although they use extract, but that's okay.
Yeah. And they used real cane sugar in this.
Real
they?
Cane sugar.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, which is normal
yeah,
for outside the United States,
but
and
it's for Massachusetts.
For fancy stuff.
It's made in.
And fancy.
So,
some fancy stuff. Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
Which, newsflash, even though it's better for you than corn syrup, it's still sugar and
still
not
sugar.
Good for you.
I yeah. just like the taste of it more.
Oh, sure.
So I'm going to go just a clean 60.
There we go.
Time for maths.
65.
Bill got the right answer.
We didn't even talk about strippers this time.
I'd strip to this soda.
I'm
that's
sorry, if that
true.
Makes you think about strippers, you are going to a really boring strip
no.
joint.
They have cheap soda in the fountain.
In the strip
it's like
bar.
Strippers and Big K. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of a classic Wisconsin
Sam's,
strip joint that's just out in the middle of nowhere on a county road.
Sam's Choice.
You'll get those.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Thunder.
Yeah, and they
Sam's Choice could be
come in bulk.
Sam's Choice could be the name of the soda and the name of the strip club.
And they can't even get good brand name soda. They just get like the Sam's Club soda.
Scotch brand Scotch for the high rollers.
Scotch brand Scotch and Sam's Choice mixed together.
Oh God.
They call it a regret.
Now I have to do this sometime.
Guys. That's an easily procurable item for an online episode of We Got Booze.
Oh my God.
Yes. Do it.
Bargain Hunter edition.
The first Google Hangout soda. So
get that, get some, what is it, Thunderbird?
No, 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 no. We may get creepy alcoholic sex power drinks. Spoilers. But
I will not.
I will
not get cheap scotch.
I will not drink the Thunderbird.
No scotch brand no. scotch for you anymore.
I already drink scotch brand scotch.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do have something waiting in the wings for this year's We Got Booze.
It's
just
spectacular.
Oh God.
I'm so glad to be producing it.
I am so dreading that. But anyway.
Yeah, so ginseng up cola. Tell the child in you to grow the fuck up.
With the root of all power.
Yeah, sure.